We're going to start off with our next project here that we're doing, the camper book. And in the studio, we have my my friend and photographer, John Saul, who's going to be starting tomorrow, traveling with me all over the place for this book we're doing for Chicago Review Press. And from Chicago Review Press, we have Caitlin Eck, publicity manager. How you doing?
Good, you doing good. Happy to be here.
Thank you all for coming in. But we're going to begin with the basic thing of how this all started. So on the phone, we had our camper tricked out at Primetime SV in Elkhart, Indiana. We have Dave Moore. How are you, Dave? Is Dave there? I think Dave should be there. But anyway, SV is a specialty vehicle place.
Why is that down?
Okay. You there, Dave?
I'm here.
Okay. How are you?
Hi, David. Thanks. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for joining us. And so tell us, first of all, what Primetime SV does, and then we'll get into what we did with my van.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. Primetime Specialty Vehicles, Elkhart, Indiana, is a privately held company, and we build specialty vehicles for customers like yourself, David, and the trip you have planning. And we build a type of an RV, specialty vehicles. We build handicap vehicles. And we just build one of the nicest vehicles in the industry. And we have about less than 50 employees in the heart of the RV capital of the world, Elkhart, Indiana.
And how did that happen? How did I, you know, in my research, 85% of America's RVs and stuff are from Elkhart. How, tell us about the roots of the industry in Elkhart.
Oh, gosh, it started back in, I would think in the 50s. You know, people started really RVing, and practically before that, but a lot of rail going through the town on the way to Detroit from Chicago, a lot of transportation, and it just evolved into this industry here, and it's grown and grown. In fact, we had President Obama here last week speaking about how the RV business has just boomed and progressed over the last few years.
Yeah, I was reading the New York Times just about a month ago. We were talking about this before we went on the air, that when he took office, the unemployment rate there around Elkhart was like over around 20%, and now it's like 3.8%. I mean, how does the RV industry, how do you gauge the economy by what you're doing there in Elkhart?
It's kind of an indicator of when things are getting better. The RV business will come out of a recession or a downturn first because people start spending their money. And it's usually an indicator that when things are heading down, it's the first one to slow down because it's just an indicator. It's always been that way. I've been in it about 40-plus years, and I've watched it go up and down, just economic indicator, basically. And it's held true over the years.
Now tell the listeners what we did with our van. We found it I think it went from Milwaukee to St. Louis to you. It was a transit van, and you kind of built it from scratch. But in your own words, what did you do with the van that we're going to take on the road starting tomorrow?
Well, we took one of the new Ford Transits. It's the newest one, the latest vehicles on the market, and brought it from Chicago, from a dealer in Chicago, brought it to Indiana, had it shipped to us. We converted it. We put, sink, refrigerator, microwave,
hot tub,
bed.
Hot tub.
No hot tub in this one.
But you have, somebody told me somebody had done that, didn't
they? Some people have done that over the years. I've seen a lot in this business. But, you know, we put on this one for you, we put a nice desk area for your working when you're traveling. And, you know, some entertainment, too, when you're stopped. You had, entertainment center, television, 32-inch flat screen TV, DVD, overhead air conditioning, a power supply where you could hook up at a campsite and just enjoy everything, all your heat and your cool. while you're watching TV and relaxing and going to sleep.
Yeah.
And a refrigerator.
Yeah. Now, in my research, and you can talk about this, I mean, people think about retirees and, you know, older people doing this, but I was down in the Keys and I went to a couple campgrounds and I found people in their late 20s, mid-20s, and they were telecommuting and, you know, I found a couple couples, they had their dog with them and they were just driving around the country for a couple years. How are you seeing the demographics change in the industry?
I'm seeing the younger generation coming back into it too. It's completely new for them. I mean, if you think back in the 60s, the VW microbus.
Right.
Okay, that was the start of the whole industry. And it's taken a turn, and it's coming back strong. I mean, people are it's a wow factor. Once they open the doors on one of these vehicles and go, wow, I can drive around in this and still get excellent gas mileage and room, and I can have fun and enjoy life.
You know, and it's nice to get away. I mean, there's a lot of noise right now. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world and stuff, and I think it's just nice to, you know, that's one thing I'm looking forward to is just detaching yourself from stuff for a while and just being under the stars, you know what I mean?
Nothing like the open road.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to take a long, long trip across this country and just drive.
Well, that's what we're gonna be doing. Caitlin from Chicago Review Press. Are you seeing more interest in travel books at the press? And tell us how that's going.
Yeah, you know, we've seen a lot of success with our travel books. And we don't necessarily do straightforward travel guides. We try and do kind of offbeat, quirky stuff, similar to the book you're going to write for us about camper vans and the RV subculture. We try and find those little subcultures. We do a series called the Oddball series. So Oddball, Illinois, Oddball, Wisconsin, and try and find these really funky, tourist trappy kind of places that people may want to visit. We also do we just published a book called Last Minute Travel Secrets. And it's all about these kind of life hacks that you can do on the road or on a plane if you're traveling with an earache or, you know, have a bottle of wine that you need to pack in a suitcase, and how do you avoid breaking it if you're going to check your luggage? Kind of crazy stuff like that.
And what about? I'm going to spend so much time in this van. I'm thinking about like books on tape and stuff. But can you break down how many people are still? I still like to buy books and e-books. And how's that going? I've been reading articles. You know that there's a little bit of a bump up in real books, print books.
Sure, yeah. So for a long time, you know, ebooks were on the up and up and everybody thought that was the next big thing. And they've sort of plateaued a little bit. They're still big and we love them. They're a big part of our business. But print books have remained strong and ebooks are kind of staying stagnant right now. So there's a lot of trending areas in books that are rising, like this crazy trend of adult coloring books is just coming out of the woodwork. Everybody's got a new adult coloring book. That might be a good thing to do in your camper.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Coffee table books and photo heavy gift type books are always going to be really popular. Those are always going to be strong gift items. And yeah, we like the way the trends are going. The print books are definitely here to stay.
Dave, do you have any favorite road books?
Well, yes. I mean, Caitlin, you were talking about starting into Chicago. I did some trips on the Route 66, which starts in the Nation Highway from Chicago to Los Angeles. And the books about the trip are just amazing. And I know the state of Illinois has an amazing one, too, about the travel through Route 66 down through to St. Louis in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. That's classic.
And the hardback books are just amazing, you know. And I keep a shelf full of them.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Do you have a van? I've never asked you that, Dave.
I had three vans over the years.
There you go.
I started off. It's what got me in the van business. I had a 1976 Ford, kind of like yours, just came out the new body style, and it was the red, white, and blue patriotic because it was the bicentennial in '76. And I started with that one, and I bought it, and I'm going, wow, I like this. And I had two other ones after that, and then I ended up going into business for myself.
Really?
Yeah. That's what started it a long time ago.
What would you recommend if someone's listening and they wanted to get involved? You know, I didn't do a full tilt like RV. I mean, mine's small. Was it 9x20? Mm-hmm. It sleeps really just one. But what would you recommend for somebody listening, like myself, who kind of went into this a little, you know, cold and not having a big budget? What steps should they follow if they want to go down the road in a camper?
Well, yeah, there's so many things that we build differently for the specialty. Everyone, you know, personally got their own needs. But your local dealers in town there have a lot of education on the types of vehicles that would fit their needs. And they're welcome to check our website out, too, at primetimesv.com, too.
What questions should they ask?
Oh, well, what their plans are using the vehicle for. Mm-hmm. Like you and I discussed on yours, you know, you're going to use it like a sleeper, a mobile office, and a couple, and to travel, you know. You're kind of the three needs right there.
Yeah. You guys did it. Go ahead.
Some people may use them just for a weekender, or some people may use them a daily travel, too.
You told me in his offices, you guys were telling me there was a story about somebody who goes out in the oil fields and all his work in the oil rig and with his computers and stuff.
We've did some, a lot of them in Texas and out west, too, that will go from oil field to oil field. And it's just mobile offices. So like a mobile command center for them.
That's great. That's great. Now, you're in a band. Tell us about your band. And do you use a van to get the band stuff around, Dave?
Well, we do at times, yeah. And I play in a classic rock band, and it's called Unfinished Business, ubband.com.
And what kind of music do you play?
Classics. I mean, we do everything from the 50s to the millennium now, the 2000s. I mean, from Elvis to, let me think, Three Doors Down to Elvis to Jimmy Buffett. Chuck Berry. I mean, you name it, we probably play it.
And you got any gigs coming up?
Oh, yeah, we play about three times a month. You know? In fact, I wanted to have a couple of the guys here, but we've taken this week off. And we have a great bunch of musicians to play with us. So the band's been together probably, 15, 18 years.
That's good. And how many pieces in the band?
There's six total, yeah.
Okay.
Great bunch of guys.
Okay, well, thanks, Dave. Thanks for joining us. And I'm going to call you now that I've got your cell phone. I'll call you this week if we're having any issues. But you guys did a beautiful job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the help with the RV business. And it is a growing market. And I know you're going to have a great time, Dave.
And say hi to everybody in Elkhart. I've been spending a lot of time there. And
thank you.
We're going to be back with John Saul, who's taking pictures for the book, and Caitlin Eck from Chicago Review Press after this. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on a camper van segment, and we're here with John Saul and Caitlin Eck from Chicago Review Press, and John's going to be our staff photographer on this trip. Welcome back, John. It's nice to see you.
Thank you, Dave. You too.
We had a previous life together at the Sun Times.
Absolutely. Getting the band back together.
Yeah. So when we decided to do this project, I mean, I didn't know you had such a deep affinity and a history of camping and stuff. So tell me about I know you love 66, but tell me about your camping background and just love of the outdoors.
Sure. Yeah. When I was probably 10, 11, 12 years old, had an uncle, Uncle George, George Robertson, was a great Renaissance man, and he's the one that taught me photography with an old manual Exacta camera, and then we traveled around the country in a converted Plymouth Voyager van, 1977 Plymouth Voyager van, and just traveled around to the national parks, and so his, you know, time that he spent with my brother and I going on these trips really instilled a love in me of the outdoors, road trips, the national parks, and of course photography.
Were you taking pictures then?
Absolutely, yeah. Some of my earliest photos, Kodachrome 25 film, through that German Exacta camera.
Now, what does that mean for the pedestrian?
It's an old, all manual camera, Zeiss lenses, which are very high quality lenses, an external manual light meter. So, no, it was very old school, but just what a great way to learn photography, not only the technique of it, but also just having that subject matter of being out on the road in the national parks.
And then what was your love? I mean, Dave already mentioned Route 66. What was your love of 66?
Oh, yeah. That was something that in 2010 I did a personal project. I shot my last 50 rolls of Kodachrome film, and I drove Route 66 from Chicago to L.A., keeping my tires on the old pavement as much as possible. And I bought my last 50 rolls of Kodachrome. Kodak stopped making Kodachrome in 2009. And at the end of 2010 is when they stopped developing it or processing it. So in October of 2010, I made my trip, shot my 50 rolls of film, sent it off to Duane's Photo in Parsons, Kansas, which was the last photo lab in the world that could process Kodachrome. And I have all those slides. And I honestly, I might be the last guy to shoot Kodachrome on a lot of the iconic Route 66 locations. And you think about it, Kodachrome has been around since the 1920s and 30s. There are probably millions of photos taken on Kodachrome film by my parents, your parents, anybody who's traveled Route 66. So that just really turned out to be a nice project for me. And maybe I could do a book sometime with you, Caitlin.
Absolutely.
He doesn't miss us. What's important to you? Do you like landscape shots? Do you like people shots? Do you like them all? I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, Dave.
From an artistic point.
Sure, yeah. Sure. So I certainly, as you know, my background as a photojournalist, 25 years with the Sun-Times. For you listeners, Dave and my careers overlapped for those 25 years. And the photojournalist in me wants to capture moments and people and all that. But then there's sort of the artistic side of me as well that I just like to sit quietly and wait for the light, whether it's a sunrise or a sunset or a passing storm. So again, on this trip with you, I'm really looking forward to having sort of lots of downtime, lots of quiet time that we can just, whether it's in a campground or wherever we pull over, we can really make some nice photos just being out on the road.
Caitlin, I know these sound like obvious questions, but how important are photos to a book? I mean, how do they fit in?
Oh, I think in a book like this, they're crucial because you really want to capture that essence of place, and that's such a returning theme for your books, especially, is place and,
right.
And yeah, in this case, the beauty and the quiet and the people. I think, you know, you do such a nice job of meeting these very special people and capturing them in through their own words, but then it's great to see their faces along with it as well.
And one thing we both talked about before we take a break here for the news is we are going to be communicating with people through social media. Can you guys talk about that? Because I don't know much about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
John's going to help launch that in the next few days.
I'm doing double duty as the social media director for Dave. So, yes, folks, we have a Facebook page, which is simply The Camper Book. We're also going to be putting some posts on Twitter, at The Camper Book. And then also Instagram as well, and again, The Camper Book. So find us at those three places and like or follow us, and you can see how we travel, not only this summer, but other environs, and maybe we can talk about that when we come back, some of the other things we have planned.
And Caitlin, people do follow on that? I mean, social media, I mean, people will follow us?
Well, sure. I mean, I think so. Yeah. I was surprised that, you know, we checked to see that hashtag The Camper Book wasn't being overused before we decided to use it, and nobody's got it, which I'm shocked. I mean, I think it's such a great subculture. I'm glad we're going to use it.
Yeah, it is. It is growing. I might have you hanging around a little bit after the news, but before we split for the news, tell us about the website and how other titles and how people can find more about Chicago Review Press.
Sure. It's just chicagoreviewpress.com, and we've got a blog linked from the website as well that you can find on chicagoreviewpress.com, and we'll be kind of following Dave and John along on their journey and linking and hashtagging along with them. So, and you can find more about our travel titles there and the rest of our list these days.
And you'll have bail money for us, I suppose, right?
Oh, sure. I guess we could do that, too.
That's right. And the press has been around since 73.
I didn't
know it had been around that long.
Yeah, so it's over 40 years old. We just celebrated 40 years just a few years back. Yeah, it's doing great. We do about between 60 and 70 books a year.
Okay, you want to hang around just for a little bit longer? We'll talk maybe some of your music titles after we take a break here.
Sure.
With David Jennings and the news on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Somebody should do a book on Muhammad Ali music. That's Tom Russell, singer-songwriter there. But we're here with John Saul, our photographer for the Camper book, and Caitlin Eck from Chicago Review Press, who is publishing the book, due out March 2018, right?
That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, so we got plenty. But I wanted to, in the little bit of time we have left, I've always been impressed by your guys' music titles. So talk about I remember I got your Carpenter's book, but some of the new stuff that's coming up and just the history of Chicago Review Press and the music titles you have.
Yeah, that's definitely one of our strong suits, too. We've got some great stuff that's just come out this spring. We did a memoir by Carmine Appice called Stick It, My Life of Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll. He's a popular rock drummer.
Vanilla Fudge.
Right,
exactly.
Vanilla Fudge,
and then he played with one of Rod Stewart's bands.
He's quite a character. That's a great memoir. So we do a lot of memoirs and a lot of biographies. We've got a bio of James Taylor coming out called Sweet Dreams and Flying Machines. It actually just came out. I'm sorry. It came out in June. And new in paperback, we've got our biography of Mary Wells, the Motown superstar who sang My Guy. That's new in paperback just this past April. And then in the fall, we've got Chicago Connection, Curtis Mayfield biography written by his son, Todd Mayfield. So we're really excited about that one, especially for Chicago.
They're friends of the show. We've had some of the family members on the show.
Oh, great.
I'm a huge, huge Curtis Mayfield fan. So yeah. I'm glad you're doing that. I'm glad it's from the family.
That should
be a great book. And that's coming out October?
October 2016.
John, what's your favorite road songs?
I remember one of our road trips we did when we were at the Sun-Times on our way out to Iowa, remember?
Oh, the women's granny basketball.
Granny basketball, yeah. and then the Buddy Holly Chicago guys.
Yeah.
You had turned me on to Del Reeves.
Oh, that's right. We found him in the world's largest truck stop.
So, Dave, yeah. I have a gift for you. I brought some vinyl here.
Oh, thank you.
Moving on, 20 Greatest Trucker Hits. For our road trip Eastbound and Down.
That's Jerry Reed.
And C.W. McCall's greatest hits.
Oh, thank you. Well, Caitlin, we are packing a turntable.
Yes.
So we've got little speakers and stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome. So
we can regale the other campers with these soulful tunes.
So those just aren't props, you know. So thanks for bringing those in. Country music,
yeah, absolutely.
And trucking music, you can't
absolutely.
Go wrong.
Right.
So Dan Long. You want to say what we're going to be doing the next few weeks? So we're going to be sending in our dispatches from the road.
Yeah, my understanding anyway is that you're going to be sending us stuff from the road, checking in, probably do a couple live hits here and there would be my guess. But you're going to be doing all sorts of interviews and stuff as you kind of move along Route 66. And Mike Steven will be here and I will be here and we will be setting up your segments and, you know, talking a little back and forth. You know, depending on how much tape we have, we may have a couple live guests in here. But long story short, Mike, Steven, and I will be here, and Dave will be on the road.
How are you getting the stuff in, Dave? Smoke signals? Or
no, Dan and I, we've done this. We do a regular segment called Nocturnal Journey.
Oh.
It's a regular. Yeah, we did like the Beat Museum last week, so I email Dan the interviews just through my iPhone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know how to do that. I do that better than running the board, right, Dan Long? So next week I know we're going to go to the Roger Miller Museum. I'll be sending you that. We found a trailer park out by Kingman, Arizona, where there's a sculptor who just started. This is brand new on Route 66, where he started building like Easter Island type metal sculptures out in the middle of Kingman, Arizona, this trailer park. So it'll be exciting to get some of that stuff in. So, wow.
Yeah, we're kind of making radio history. I don't know if I can't think of another talk show that's done something in the ilk of what we're doing. Not recently, anyway.
If we get in a rhythm, it could be cool. It could be neat. If we got a 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. We're going to go to the Cozy Dog Drive-In, and we've had for a little bit. We've had Buzz Waldmeyer, the brother of Bob Waldmeyer, but he's kind of a muse for this whole book. With his love of camper vans and his van was used in the movie Cars and stuff. So we're going to go see them tomorrow in the Cozy Dog Drive-In in Springfield on Route 66. So, yeah, it's a slice of like Charles Corral on the radio. Well, thank you all for coming in. I want everybody to plug everything again. John, how can people follow us when we're on the road?
All right. So again, on Facebook, The Camper Book is our page. At Twitter, simply The Camper Book or hashtag The Camper Book. And then Instagram, same way, at The Camper Book. Check us out and see how we're doing.
I'll be seeing you in a few hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll wonder where we'll be in 24 hours from now.
We'll see. Caitlin, all the information on Chicago Review Press?
Yeah, it's www.chicagoreviewpress.com.
You're right. I mean, and I just want to wrap it up. I mean, sense of place has always been important to me. The stuff I was doing for the Sun-Times and the books I've done for you, it just place just evokes so many different memories and in so many different dimensions, whether you're talking about food or just moving around. So I just wanted to see what it would be like if you took the sense of place and put it on the road and just kept moving
it
around.
Right, a moving place. Yeah, exactly.
And a fluid thing. So it's going to be real interesting. And, we've all done a little bit of this. And people camping, people driving around, they're kind of off the grid for all kinds of certain reasons. So we're gonna find some colorful subjects, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see what you guys dig up.
Okay. Well, thank you all for coming in and explaining this little project. And we're going to be back with the Theater Historical Society of Chicago after this on WGN.